makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It's Thursday, October 9th. After practice today, Coach Gary Kubiak talks about the team's pass rush, and we'll hear from quarterback Sage Rosenfeld. But before we get to that, the Texans are helping the victims of Hurricane Ike through the Texans Helping Texans campaign. The team launched in hopes of raising $2 million for relief, recovery, and rebuilding efforts around the Houston area. Visit HoustonTexans.com for more information. The Texans have recorded 5 sacks this season, 4 of those coming from defensive end Mario Williams. The numbers give the impression that only Super Mario is putting pressure on the passer, but Kubiak says that isn't so.
I tell you what we've done, Megan. We've really experimented. Jeto and Frank, we've experimented. We've challenged the defensive linemen, but bottom line, if you don't practice well and you're not doing it in practice, you're not going to play. And we got 10 guys on our roster, which is unusual. So, you know, we weed through 10 and end up with 8 on game day. And I think the competition and practice has made players like Bowman and DelJuan and guys like that raise their level of play. I think we're taking some snaps off of Moby. So it's a combination of coaches trying to find the right combination, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
The Texans' pass rush was particularly effective against the Colts. The defense kept number 18 out of his rhythm.
Well, I think if you look at the number of sacks, you might say that. But if you look at pressure, I think it's much better than it has been. We made 18 move around last week, more than we've ever made move around and get rid of the ball. So I think our pressure has been better. Sacks, like I always tell you, I don't know that that's the most important thing is making people get rid of the ball.
Sage Rosenfeld talked to the media today after taking responsibility for Sunday's loss to the Colts. Rosenfeld had 3 turnovers in the final few minutes to hand Indy the game. But now, the quarterback is focusing on moving forward.
I've rebooted probably 1,000 times in my mind. But again, that's not going to do me any good really for this week, other than obviously what I do differently next time. So I'm trying not to dwell on it. I'm trying to move on. And I think this team is ready to move on and have another game. I think everyone's excited about how we're playing right now. We're playing really good football.
But what does it mean to you to support your players, coaches, Bob McNair, what is it all
that you say? Well, it means a lot. I think guys really enjoyed playing out there. I think, you know, we created a lot of unity in that game as far as, you know, we took a team that won the Super Bowl 2 years ago, and it was a game, obviously, we dominated pretty well. We played great defensively, played really well offensively, we played well on special teams. So it's something we can take a lot out of. There are, you know, such thing as a loss where you can, you know, there is such thing as a loss where you can take positives out of, and we definitely had a lot of positives in that game.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Friday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston.